From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Hello and welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the beneficiaries of the Aung Young Family Trust of Calgary, Alberta. This Mass is offered for the living and deceased members of the Aung Young, Chan, Palmer, and Yoon families. We know that this televising Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world. And they join me in thanking the donor for the gift of this Mass as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we have to celebrate this Mass in memory of St. Anthony, let us pause for a moment and ask him to intercede for us with our Heavenly Father to forgive us our failures. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father and to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever living God, who gave St. Anthony of Padua to your people as an outstanding preacher and an intercessor in their need, grant that with his assistance, as we follow the teachings of the Christian life, we may know your help in every trial. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him, every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through Christ that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let your face shine on me. Your decrees are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. Lord, let your face shine on me. With open mouth I pant, because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom towards those who love your name. Lord, let your face shine on me. Keep my steps steady according to your promise, and never let iniquity have dominion over me. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Lord, let your face shine on me. Let your light shine before all, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Growing up in the beautiful Azorean Islands, this day was very, very special for us as we were growing up. You see, we got to eat some very special sweet bread and sardines. I still miss it today. That special bread. The adults got to drink homemade wine, and in the evening, we got together to sing songs by an open fire, to tell stories of things that we had lost and found. And those who were single were to ask for an ideal spouse, especially those having a hard time finding the person that they were looking for to spend the rest of their lives. It was a beautiful celebration that we all got together as communities, as a family and friends. This was all to celebrate and pay honor to Saint Anthony of Lisbon, who was born in 1195 in Lisbon, Portugal, and at the age of 15 joined the canons regular of Saint Augustine. Later on, he joined the Franciscan Order of Saint Francis himself, and Saint Francis himself sent him out to teach in the northern parts of Italy, including Padua. He became very popular as a devoted lover of Jesus, and his simplicity and work, very hard that he tried to bring people closer to loving Jesus more and more every day. He never stopped teaching and giving an example of his simplicity and holy life. He was so popular and worked so hard that he died at the age of 36 from simple exhaustion, overworked. Dear friends in Christ, St. Anthony is now a citizen of heaven, interceding for us in many causes for the greater glory of God. Every time I lose something, St. Anthony. Every time I need something, St. Anthony. And somehow, he always answers in a special way. St. Anthony was truly what Jesus refers to in today's gospel. You are the salt of the earth. You can be the salt of the earth if you not already are. See, Jesus used ordinary images such as salt and light to express extraordinary truths that transform our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Perhaps to be like St. Anthony. We too are encouraged to change our own ways if we're not following completely in the ways of our Lord. And then again, to ask others to do the same. And so much today, so much example is needed in our world today, whether it's someone who's aged or especially our youth, to follow Christ. Yes, it's cool to follow Jesus. St. Anthony thought so. And he brought so many people closer to him. So then, what does salt and light have to do to teach us about God and the transforming power of his kingdom? Salt, as I'm sure you know, was a valuable commodity in the ancient world. People traded with it like we trade today with valuable goods such as gold, livestock, shares, you name it, and many other commodities. Before electricity, salt was used to preserve food as well as enrich the flavor of food. In other words, can you really enjoy French fry without some salt? I don't know how good that is for you, but it tastes great. Jesus also used the image of light to illustrate God's transforming work in and through us. Also, in the older days, lamps served a very important function, much like today. Lamps, as we have, in all shapes and sizes, and sometimes for decoration, but most times to light our way around so we don't have to stumble around in the dark, to be able to read, and again, for decoration. Jesus also understood light as a symbol or expression of the inner beauty, the truth of God's goodness, the inner beauty that we have within us, that sometimes we have a hard time expressing it because, well, maybe we're shy. And like I was saying to someone earlier on, that we tend to spend so much time on social media that I call anti-social media because it's safer than it is sometimes to socialize with others. St. Anthony didn't do that. He was out with the people all the time. Mind you, he probably didn't have a cell phone. But he worked hard at being social with others and bringing people closer to God. Thus, a lot of the purpose that we have in our lives. Just through the simple share of the baptism when we are imbued with the Holy Spirit. Later on, when I arrived in Canada, I was shocked to learn that St. Anthony had been renamed the St. Anthony of Padua. What? St. Anthony of Padua? And, of course, as you know, he's known today as St. Anthony of Padua by our friends from Italian descent. Today, St. Anthony, born in Lisbon, died in Padua, not a citizen of either country anymore. He is a citizen of heaven, like we all want to be one day. In the meantime, let's all imitate St. Anthony and all the saints we can relate to. But St. Anthony, today as we talk about him and we pray with him and for him, and all the saints, in showing others that we, you and I also too can be the light to someone's life, the salt to flavor someone's life, because everyone has the potential to be good. Everyone has the potential to be the light of Christ to somebody else. After all, we all have that lamp within us called the Holy Spirit. Why not try and encourage someone to ignite that lamp and to be the light of Christ for someone else? Today, we need that more and more and more every day. Let us be the light of Christ to someone. Let us be that little flavor of salt in someone's life. Phone call, or hi, how are you? Can we talk? A little bit of social, being safe, and also with Jesus in the middle, with Jesus in the center, just like St. Anthony did for so many people so many years ago and continues to be celebrated to this day. May you too and I be celebrated after we've gone, the saying, that person made a difference in my life. Can you do that? St. Anthony, pray for us. The prayer intentions for the month of June, for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, may our annual celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus renew and deepen our faith in his love for us. May he guide us as we seek to walk the path of mercy, compassion, and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for all those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in the Prayer Book of Intentions, that their faith in the risen Christ and in his healing presents us to be present among us, and also to strengthen us to be the light of Christ to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Pope Francis, as he continues to guide us in the ways of truth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For more young people like Blessed Carlo Acutis, that they may have the courage to encourage others to follow Jesus, to receive Holy Communion on a regular basis, so that we can all live in focus in our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sponsors of this Daily TV Mass, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our more vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intercession of Blessed Mother, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Grace, pray for us. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for with you have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the vine, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this water and wine, may you come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for with you have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With all the spirit, pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise of the Lord's name,
for our good and the glory of all the Church. Most merciful God, who were pleased to create in the blessed St. Anthony the new man in your image, the old having passed away, graciously grant, we pray, that renewed in him, we may offer you acceptable sacrifice of conciliation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure hope, so that, encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so, with angels and archangels and with a great multitude of saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, a bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, our spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, St. Anthony, and all the saints you please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Today might be the day that you make someone's day by calling them and granting them the peace of Christ. Please take a moment when you can and do that.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ and me to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Through Christ the teacher, O Lord, instruct those you feed with Christ, the living bread, that on this feast day of St. Anthony, they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
You are invited to join Father John Berteo as he shares reflections on the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. These mysteries of light include the baptism of Jesus, the wedding in Cana, the proclamation of the Kingdom of God, the Transfiguration, and the institution of the Eucharist. To order a copy of these reflections, please visit our website or call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for more information.